Welcome to Standard Chartered India Money Insights, a podcast series that brings you topical insights and local perspectives on India's markets from the experts.
Hello everyone, my name is Ravi Singh. Welcome to another edition of our weekly podcast. Global markets cheered last week's raft of central bank meeting outcomes that seem to suggest developed market policymakers are turning more supportive of growth and less concerned about inflation. Earlier in the week, Bank of Japan struck a dovish tone even after hiking rates for the first time in 17 years and said it would stay accommodative and continue purchasing government bonds. On expected lines, the US Fed maintained a status quo on policy rates. Even though fewer Fed policymakers expect more than 3 rate cuts this year, the Fed's new median projections maintained 3 rate cuts for 2024, despite bumping up growth and core inflation estimates for this year. This suggests that the Fed is ready to cut rates several times before inflation falls to its 2% target. The Swiss National Bank surprised markets with a 25 basis points rate cut, becoming the first G10 central bank to ease policy in the current cycle. Also, the Bank of England signaled a dovish shift in its policy stance, with two remaining hawkish members of the 9 members rates committee turning neutral. Major US equity benchmarks rose to new all-time highs, driven by a sharp recovery in growth sector equities as bond yields declined. Asian equities rose higher, led by Japan, Korea, and Taiwan, while Chinese equities consolidated as a series of disappointing earnings undermined hopes of recovery. Back home, Indian equities managed to post weekly gains. The Nifty index started the week on a weak note, but recovered later amid improving global sentiments, clocking a 0.3% weekly gain while broader markets recovered from previous week's sell-off. The Nifty mid-cap index was up 1.3%, while Nifty small-cap index was up 1.4% for the week. Among sectors, metals and realty led the winners with gains of over 4.9%, while IT led the losers with cuts of over 6%. The Indian fixed income market remained under pressure. Indian government bond yields edged marginally higher across the curve, as banking system liquidity turned sharply deficit during the week and surprise borrowing announcement by states ahead of the fiscal year 2024 closing. The 10-year Indian government bond yields rose by 2 basis points to close at 7.09%, while the 3-year and 5-year Indian government bond yields jumped 2 basis points and 4 basis points respectively. The INR fell 0.6% over the past week to close at 83.4 per dollar, as higher crude oil prices, stronger US dollar, and foreign investor outflows from domestic equity markets negated the impact of lower US bond yields. The INR gold rose 0.6%. Brent crude oil prices rose 0.4% for the week to close at $85.9 per barrel, supported by falling US inventory stockpiles after a mixed outlook from the US Fed. Policymakers on rate cuts this year impacted prices. At this point, I'll take a pause and thank you as always for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like and subscribe. Have a great week ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered India Money Insights. Stay tuned for the latest updates and market trends by subscribing to our podcast. For more information, reach out to your Standard Chartered relationship manager or visit www.se.com/in.